Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good evening. It is not Friday, 2 p.m., but tonight we are having a special episode as today is the National Day of Prayer. So I greet you all this 11 o'clock hour on Thursday, May 5th, 2016, as I truly believe no matter what faith you practice or religion you belong to, if you pray to God, it's definitely a time that we have to set apart, whether you should be doing it every day anyways, but I think it's very, very important that today has been recognized as a National Day of Prayer, that we should cry out as a nation before God on whatever those things are in order that our country will continue to be serving God and be blessed by standing on God's word and promises. So I think tonight is especially important. I was not going to do the show, but once again, I think this also happened to me last year as well, that you know, I was like, oh, it's the National Day of Prayer. I spent my time this morning driving one of the elderly women in my community to her doctor's office, and we were doctor's appointment, so we were in the car praying. So I said, it's better that I do works that show love in the world than to actually pray. But God said, no, you still need to pray. So tonight we're definitely going to spend some time in prayer. And so that's what the show is going to be about tonight. We're just really going to cry out to God. And I just want to make a disclaimer. This is not going to be for any particular issues that we have in our community. It's just an overall concern for our country. So I do ask that if you have not done your time of prayer for our country, I pray that you will take the time to pray with us, or even before this night is over, as we have less than an hour left before we are into another day, which is going to be Friday, May 6, 2016. But before this night is over, God was pressing on my heart to pray. And so I think it's very important to be obedient unto the Lord. And when he nudges your heart, there's a reason for it. So let's go ahead and begin, as we're going to spend some time in prayer. Oh, actually, before we spend time in prayer, I do want to take a moment of silence, as I did have this week, and it seems like all this week there have been different police departments have been memorial services for their colleagues that have fallen, that have died in the line of fire. So we want to take a moment of silence to show respect to those that have sacrificed their lives to keep our community and our country safe, as well as their families, because it must be a hardship that one sacrifices life for others, and unfortunately their families have to pay the price because of such sacrifice. So if we could do a moment of silence for all fallen law enforcement individuals who have lost their lives, either in the line while on duty or even afterwards, because I think it's just like when we look at the veterans, that regardless if they're serving or not serving, when they pass away, their life was committed to safety in their country and their communities. So a moment of silence, please. All right, now we're going to go ahead and go into a moment of prayer and just crying out to God and asking God to just be with us. As this is a very important year, there's a lot of things going on, but most of all that our country continues to be led by Christian leaders and Christian advisors of those leaders, and that our nation as well is leaded by God's Spirit. So let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes and be in a moment of silence and prayer. Before we begin to pray, I want us to be in a moment of meditation so we can clear our minds and really go before God's throne of grace and mercy as we pray for this great country that has been built on Christian values and morals, and that it continues to have leaders who will help this nation to continue to be a great nation for others who live here, as well as a leading country throughout the rest of the world. So before we begin, if we could just take a few moments of meditation and just clearing our mind and spirits and getting ready for some time of fellowship before God's throne. All right, as we've cleared our mind, body, and soul and spirit, let us go ahead and go before our throne of grace and mercy. Dearly Father, Lord, we call upon you. Lord, we come before your throne of grace and mercy. God, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God, you are the great I am. You are almighty. You are the creator of heaven and earth. Where can we go that your presence is not there? Lord, we come before you as this is a moment that our nation is crying out to you, and unison is one as this is the National Day of Prayer. But yet, Lord, I pray that our hearts are always continue to be connected with you, God, not just in this day of observance, but every day, but especially we set apart this day, Lord God, to pray and intercede and supplicate for our nation, Father, for our leaders in this country, Lord God, and that our country will continue to thrive and be such a great nation that you have built it from the beginning. Lord, we just ask you, God, that you just continue to touch our hearts to intercede for our elected officials, Lord God, for our country's leaders, despite what political party they're in, despite the issues that they support. But, Lord, that you have put every person in their place, as the word said, to receive authority. Regardless if we agree or disagree, Lord God, let us have a heart to pray for them and to be there and to serve them in any capacity that you call us to be, Lord God. Because it's not about Democrat or Republican. It's not about this issue or that issue. It's not about what part of the country they're in. It's not about anything else that would divide us, if they're black, if they're white, what religious faith they believe in, if they're old or young. It's truly about respecting those that you have put in places of authority, Lord God. So I just ask you, Heavenly Father, that right now, God, as we intercede for our local elected officials, Father, that you just make a way, Father, because it's the local politics that affects our lives on a daily basis. It's the most important level of our government. So, Lord God, we just pray right now for every elected official throughout this nation, Father. We pray that you give them a heart to serve the people, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you help them to be accountable and transparent, Lord God. We help you. We ask that, God, that you help them to do their work faithfully unto the people that voted for them and the people that they're representing, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, you surround them around wise and godly counsel, Lord God. We pray for their families, Heavenly Father. We pray for their sacrifices. We pray for their lives, Father. Keep them safe, Lord God. It's not easy to be in public office. It's not easy to be a local elected official, Father. But you know all things, and nothing is hidden from you, Father. So I just ask, Lord God, any elected official or any municipality, Father, that is going through trials and tribulations, Lord God, are they not truly serving the people, Father? I ask that you make their crooked path straight, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you help them, Father, to know that they need to be in a line because they are there to serve the people, not for themselves, not to boast of themselves, not to have power or to have connection to resources, Father, but that they do your faithful work, Father. So, Lord, we just ask you, Lord God, that you just do what needs to be done, Lord God, so people can go to the elected officials and feel that they are truly representing them, Father, that they're truly doing the work that you have called them to do, Father. Oh, Lord God, we just pray right now, Lord God, for every elected official who is doing unto the Lord and who is truly serving the people as they should, Father, we ask that as this is a time of election and re-elections, Father, that if it's your will, Father, you re-elect them, Father, and let them be able to continue to serve. They've been serving faithfully and doing their best, Lord God. No one is perfect, Lord God, and we all tend to have idealistic views about being in politics. But, Father, when you get in, it's a different story sometimes. So, Father, don't allow the people to fault the elected officials because they couldn't do everything they had planned or expected or promised, Lord God. But let them know, Father, that they tried, Father. Let them know that they do care, Lord God. And we pray that they do care for the people that they serve, God, and the elected officials, Lord God. We just praise you for every municipality right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything be aligned. Everything be in order, Father. Everything be pleasing into thy sight, Father. Lord, now we come into the government of the counties, Lord God, as the counties throughout this state, Lord God, throughout this country, Heavenly Father, that you have placed each one of them where they are, Father. And we just ask you, Lord God, that they continue to serve in such a mighty way, Lord God. Let them know that is not something that they can boast of or something they can say they have reached this point, Father, but you have placed them there, Father. And we just ask you, Lord God, that they will be faithful unto the post that they have been given, faithful unto the public office that they have, Lord God. We just ask you, Heavenly Father, that you just continue to orchestrate every county in this state and in this nation, Lord God, all those who are staff officials, part of the staff, and all those who are supportive roles, Lord God, We just ask you, Holy Father, that you're doing mighty work in them, Father, that there's teamwork, there's accountability, there's the county officials are able to delegate appropriately so they can keep focus on what they need to do and they have the support that they need to get the job done, Father. I pray for everything that they're doing, Lord God, that they're governing well, Father, that they're able to provide for the people on the county level, Heavenly Father. We just ask you, Lord God, those that are truly serving the people, Father, let them be successful in their re-election. Let them be able to be successful in what they're doing, Father, and let them train other people to come behind them, Lord God. Let them find their successes, Heavenly Father, that they'll be able to train them and they'll be prepared to take on the mantle when the time has come, when the time comes, Lord God, to pass on the torch, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you, God. We worship and magnify you. You are worthy to be praised. You are righteous and holy, Father. Now, Father, we go to the state level, Lord God. We just ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as the session has closed, and it was a rough session from all the different legislative updates that we've received, Lord God, but we know, Father, regardless of what goes on in Tallahassee and every state capital in this nation, Lord God, you are still in control. You are sitting on the throne, holy of holies. You sit high, but you look low on your people, Father. So we ask you, Lord God, especially in the state of Florida, there was many things that went wrong from the eyes of the people in the state of Florida, Father. We ask that this next session you make it right, Lord God. We ask in the next session, Father, you raise up those state legislators in the state house and in the state Senate, Lord God, that they will orchestrate well, that they will do right by their people. They will do just, Father. They will put legislation in place that will reflect the people, Lord God. They'll put legislation in place, Father, that will be able to help even the least of these, Father, that they will look when they pass a law, Father, when they're discussing a law, Father, when they're in their committee meetings, Lord God, when they're disputing and debriefing and all these different things that they do in legislation, Father, let them know that they're thinking about the bottom of the poll, Lord God. They're thinking about the everyday people. How is this legislation going to affect the everyday people? How is this legislation going to be in effect? What are the repercussions? What are the benefits, the pros and the cons, Father? Let them not think of themselves. Let them not be swayed by lobbyists or special interest groups or anybody who would throw money or resources, opportunities their way, Lord God. Let it be, Father, that they'll be able to do what you have called them to do, Father. And now, Father, we go to the national level, Father. We call you, Lord God, that, yes, the president has done great things, but there may not be some great things that you don't see that he's done well, Father, but we thank you, and we thank you for the overall governance of his leadership, Lord God. We pray for his family as they transition out, Father. We pray, Lord God, that you will be with them, guide them, and direct them, especially the young girls, Lord God, that they'll be able to go to a place that you have called them, Father. So, Lord, we come to you, God, because our country is in your hands, Lord God. Our people, our leaders are in your hands, Holy Father. You make a way, Father. You be with them. Give them wise counsel, Lord God. Let them know that it's not by mistake they are where they are, Father, but you have placed them there. And we will respect them whether we agree or disagree, Lord God. But we ask you, Father, in this election season, Father, that you do your perfect will, Lord God, that every person that you place in position in this upcoming election will do your work, Father, that this country can be unto you, Father, that you can continue to bless this country, Lord God, that this country can be a global leader, Lord God. We worship and magnify you, God, because you're worthy to be praised. You are righteous and holy, Father. We ask that your blessing and covering come over all a leader and every person in leadership in some kind of form of government, Lord God. Lord, we just come before you as there's no other name in heaven and earth to do thy perfect will. Father, no respect of person. So we ask for favor on those who are in election and re-election, that those that are called by your name shall be victorious, Father. Those that are called by your name shall do the work of the people, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you for this time of grace and mercy. We thank you that we can be able to come together as a nation and cry out to you, Father, not thinking about the wrong, but just crying out for your guidance and your wisdom. Let us be as Solomon, Lord God. He wasn't asking about riches or the kingdoms. He was asking about being just and fair, Lord God. We need just and fair people in government, Father, from the local government to the national government, Father. We need people who would truly care for the people, especially the working class, the middle class, and not just the one percenters, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that everything will come well in this election season, Lord God. We pray everything will come well, Father, as those who are in office are transitioning out, Lord God. We just ask you, Father, your perfect will, your blessing, your hand continue to be on them, Father. Your hand continue to be on this nation and this country, Lord God. Do not now forgive us, Father. Forgive our sins. Forgive our trespasses, Father. But we know you are still in control. You look high and you look low, Father, but you are the God of God. You're the Lord of Lords, and you're the King of Kings and worthy to be praised. So in this time of fellowship, we pour our hearts out to you, Father. In this time of fellowship, we turn over every elected official, every leader in our community, Lord God, into your hands, Father, and you lead them and guide them where they should go. The angel go before them and prepare the way, Lord God, and let the enemy be turned away, Father, that they continue to do thy faithful work unto you. They continue to do thy faithful for work onto the people. Oh, Lord, we worship and magnify. We bask in your presence, for you are great and greatly to be praised, Father. Oh, Jesus of Nazareth, show yourself mighty and strong before the people. Show yourself mighty and strong before this nation. Show yourself mighty and strong and worthy to be praised, Lord God, that they seek you in all that they do, Father. And, Lord, let us respect every person you put in office, Father, because you have placed them there. Regardless if we agree or disagree, regardless if we're in the same party or not, Father, regardless of their faults, because we are all men and fall short of the glory of God. But Lord, it's you that we look to make this nation great. It's you that we look to make things well. Father, not to any man, not to any president or any elected official, but to you, Father, because you are ultimately in control. Lord, we give this time of fellowship and prayer to you. We ask you, cover us in the blood of Jesus. Bless this country, bless this nation, bless all those who are listening. You hear the cries of your people, Lord God. And any prayer request that has not been uttered, Father, you know the desires of our hearts. You know what we seek to have in this upcoming year. Father, let your will be done. Oh, Lord, we worship and magnify. We bask in your presence. You are worthy, righteous, and holy. Oh, Lord, we ask favor. We ask that you hear the cries of your people and your word that you will never leave us or forsake us, and we shall not be denied. So we worship and magnify in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for this country, the great country, United States of America, the country that on its money it says, in God we trust. Let it be true. And I pledge allegiance, we say, in your name, God, that God is still in that name and still in the Pledge of Allegiance. So we say it unto you, O Lord, worship and magnify you all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. As we have a time of fellowship, as we have a time of prayer, let us continue to remember that we should be praying every day for every elected official. Let's continue to remember we should be praying for our global leaders and our national leaders, despite of what they do, despite of what we believe. But trust God, and he shall direct our path. Trust God, and he shall make every crooked path straight. Trust God and know that God is able to do exceedingly above all that we could ever ask or imagine. And God is great, and he should always be worshiped and be in the midst of everything that we do in this country and everything that we do in our lives on a daily basis, every second, every minute, every hour, every day. You all be blessed. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Happy Cinco de Mayo, National Day of Prayer. Thank God tomorrow's Friday. Get ready for the weekend, and we'll be back on air tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time in the wonderful United States of America. You all take care. Be blessed, and God bless America. Bye-bye.